Photographer Eve Arnold has lived in England for the past 20 years. When she came home to photograph her native land, she felt almost like an alien. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Arnold's extraordinary photo essay is called In America. Everyday people, close by and in far corners, have been captured intimately by her lens.
America felt like a foreign country. It felt strange and wonderful and different for me. And particularly since I had thought it was all very homogenized, and it isn't.
Eve Arnold says America is filled with contradictions, opposites, and paradoxes.
You walk down the street and you think, oh, this is a middle-class world, and then suddenly there's poverty or there are riches. All the preconceptions that one would have had don't hold.
There are photographs of a family dinner in Kentucky, a cancer patient in Houston, a gun class in Louisiana. Arnold says most of her photography took place in the homes of her subjects, with their awareness, consent, and understanding.
Since I photograph without additional light, or tripods, or motors, or any of the big paraphernalia that most photographers use, and it's simply an extension of the eye, and I work very quickly. It was explained to them what I wanted. I showed them another book, the book I had done on China, so they would understand that I was serious about what I was doing. And then we simply work together.
Eve Arnold was shocked that so many Americans are overweight. She recalls the photographs of the 30s and 40s when the people seemed so gaunt. Arnold says Americans are not talking about missile deployment or budget deficits.
They're talking about personal things. If they have jobs, they're pleased to be having jobs. They talk about their families. They watch the news and they listen. But I don't think that it enters their everyday life on a conscious level.
Photojournalist Eve Arnold, her large and dramatic book, In America, published by Knopf, pictures Americans rarely seen on television. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.